There were kind of different reports coming out that one, either Kanye West just really is into it and Kim isn't as much because it's her third wedding and she's kind of over it, which could be the case. And, you know, she has a baby and she's kind of just more, she's probably more into that than actually planning a wedding since she's been there, done that. But there are reports also coming out that Kanye West is just controlling everything that she does and controlling how she, what clothes she wears and how she speaks. And he's just kind of trying to, one report I read said that she's trying to create a brand, a new brand of Kim. So something other than what her mother has built for her. So that's interesting. I don't know. Family and friends are deeply concerned, says this Life and Style magazine. The headline says, controlled by a madman. I don't know. If Kanye West probably is a little controlling. He's probably got his own weird things going on. But it is what it is. So I'm going to take a break. But when we come back, I am going to talk about the daily news from around the Bay and around the world. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Afternoons with Harley D. And I am Harley D. And I am going to play... We're going to play some Alabama Shakes for you today. Hold on. All right, so get back here on the flip side. Holla. We'll be right back.
gotta hold on.
Hello, welcome back. This is radio.dominican.edu. I am Harley D, your host for the show, Afternoons with Harley D. It's my show. It is November 11th, 2013, and we're going to get into some quick news. We're going to talk about some stuff. I'm going to start talking. Hello. Hillsides around the state are brown and dry this week. Rain is becoming more and more scarce around the state this year. No rain fell in San Francisco all of last month, and there has been less than 4 inches since the beginning of the year. This is going to go down in history as the driest year since 1976. So we need that rain. Start doing those rain dances. There's a new ship docked in the San Francisco Bay today. It's called the Rainbow Warrior, and it's part of the environmental group Greenpeace. The ship is drawing more than 900 people a day to look at the ship because it gets 90% of its power from wind. This is the third ship by Greenpeace with the same name. The first one sank in a nuclear weapons test off the coast of New Zealand in 1985. Greenpeace is a slightly controversial environmental group, but that's, yeah. Anyways, fun fact of the day. Dun-dun-dun-dun. A sheriff's office says a man and woman are dead, and at least 22 people have been injured following gunfire at a large house party in the suburb near Houston. Texas Harris County Sheriff's Office issued a statement early Sunday that two suspects are being sought after shots erupted between 11 p.m. Saturday and midnight in the suburb of Cypress. The statement says more than 100 people, mostly young adults, were at the house, and many fled in panic from the gunfire, with injuries ranging from minor to critical. Authorities say one person died at the site and another at one of the several hospitals where the injured were taken. A deadly typhoon hit the Philippines this past week. Typhoon Haiyan has devastated the whole country. At least 10,000 people are feared dead. Hospitals don't have enough supplies to treat every person and are turning away people needing medical care. Winds up to 75 miles were reported before the typhoon turned into a tropical storm this past weekend. The Vietnamese government says more than 800,000 people were evacuated before the storm hit. This morning in good old San Rafael, a driver lost control and crashed outside a home in the Marinwood neighborhood. It happened just before 2 this morning on Blackstone Drive. Deputies who responded to the accident said the driver of the vehicle tried to run, but the cops got him. What a surprise. He was probably drunk. 7 suspects were arrested Friday during a crackdown on alleged drug sales in Marin City. After many complaints from citizens, 40 deputies responded to and arrested suspects after serving warrants at 4 different houses. All the people that were arrested were booked on drug possession of some kind or another. They were like, it was like one 24-year-old and then just a bunch of freaking 45, 50-year-olds. Like, Jesus. Ay, ay, ay. A law banning smoking in certain residences and open spaces approved unanimously by the San Rafael City Council last year went into effect last week. So keep this in mind, people. This prohibits lighting up in all duplexes and multifamily residential units that share a common wall. So if you live in an apartment complex, you're screwed if you smoke. A new study shows more U.S. students than ever are studying abroad. The findings in a new report that was released today, it also shows hundreds of thousands of Chinese students have helped push that number of students from other countries studying in America to an all-time high. There are a lot of foreign exchange students here at Dominican, for sure. So the October jobs report came out, and with the government shutdown, there wasn't a whole lot of anticipation about numbers being up or anything, you know. But with lower expectations came better than expected results. Wasn't that bad. It was released last week, and employees added 204,000 jobs in October, well above what was expected. I think it was like a little bit over 100,000. But this kind of got me thinking about jobs. I have two jobs, and I'm lucky enough to have two jobs. One of them is ending soon because it's an internship, but I absolutely hate my other job, and I want to quit so bad, but I can't quit because I'm tied to it because of the money situation. And so I was wondering about, you know, about all these people that got their jobs, because they're on one side, there are people that are wanting jobs and can't find jobs. But then on the other side, the people that actually have the jobs apparently are completely and totally unhappy about the jobs. There are every month 2 million people quit their jobs for just voluntarily. They don't get fired. They don't do anything. So 2 million people are leaving their jobs voluntarily because they actually hate it that much. A full 74% of people would consider finding a new job if they could. And I am considering finding a new job. I just can't find a job that pays what I get paid. The stress of my job is just turning on me. And I found an article by the Huffington Post that was the top 10 reasons people hate their jobs. And LinkedIn published this, so I thought I'd share it with you guys. And I think I qualify for almost all of these. Haha. They think the grass is greener someplace else. If your employees' friends are having an amazing experience at another company, why wouldn't you be envious? Of course. Their values don't align with the company. That makes sense. If your company is doing things that you don't really like, why would you want to work there? They don't feel valued, of course. Why would you want to work somewhere where you don't feel valued? Job insecurity. If you're scared about losing your job every month, why would you just probably be on edge anyway? So why would you not like your job? No room for advancement. They're unhappy with their pay. Number four, there's just too much red tape. Number three, they're not being challenged. Two, the passion's just gone. And for me, that's the case. I'm just over it. I'm over it. I just need to get on with my life and stop doing the job that I'm doing for the last 4 years. And number one, their boss sucks. Mine's, that's not really totally true. I'm just kind of over the people that I have to work for, the customers. They're just, I can't handle it. It's just too much for me. So then I wanted to get into I'm in college, and sooner than later, I'm going to be having to look for a job that actually has to do with my college degree, which is broadcasting. You know, I really like radio and I would be interested in doing something like that, but I don't know. So I have to look for something. And I found this report about college grads from CNBC. And it says that only companies hiring this year, companies only plan to hire 2.1% more college graduates than last year. So we're screwed. At least if you graduated this year, you're screwed. One reason is employers don't believe in college graduates are trained properly, which really sucks because, you know, we're spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and we're not getting the resources we need. And, you know, probably a lot of that is big class sizes. A lot of that is teachers not really caring. You know, there's a lot of reasons, but the employers are noticing that we as students are not trained. So that totally sucks. Last year, college graduates who are defined as people 20 to 24 years old. I'm already out of that age range. Their employments were down from last year. Let's see, what were the exact numbers? The report says that they were down from last year. It was 6.3%, down from 8.3% from 2011. And then in 2010, it was 9.4. And 2010 was probably one of the worst years. So it's getting better, but it's not great. It sucks to be graduating right now. It just sucks to be a young person. But I wanted to talk, like, I... I just wanted to just kind of talk about what to do with what about jobs. It sucks. Obviously, people don't like them. What the hell can we do? People that want a job can't find one, and people that need job that don't want hate their job like me, and can't get rid of it because of the money thing. Like it's just I don't know. Money just makes this freaking world go round, and I just don't even know what to do. The freaking everything just kind of is what it is, and we kind of just have to deal with it, but I don't really like it. I hate it. It sucks. And I hopefully when I graduate, I will be able to find a job a little bit quicker than some people. I don't know. I don't have really any experience, but I can talk a lot. if that means anything. I can talk a lot, and sometimes I can talk my way out of situations, and I can make myself be very likable if I really want to. But I can, I don't know, I'm not excited. I'm excited to graduate. I can't wait to graduate, but I don't know. It might just be better to be a student. At least I get health insurance through my school, and at least I'm seen in the world as doing something and not not just being a bum. Because I don't know. I really like my internship, and I really hope that that works out for something. Let's see. I'm looking on the Marin IJ right now. This woman just came. I came across this picture. It's pretty funny. It's a woman in Mill Valley who, her name's Judah Sheeler. She's 41. She biked, or it's a man. Oh, it's a man. Ha ha ha. So sorry, Judah. In September he biked from Mill Valley. Am I reading that right? From Mill Valley to the East Bay to ease his commute. I think that's right. Oh my God, that's crazy. From the East Bay to San Francisco. He pedaled across the water on a modified pontoon system attached to his bike, a plan he hatched after becoming frustrated with the lack of cycling options. That's so funny. I like that. When the Bay Bridge bike and pedestrian path is completed in 2015, it'll only go to Yerba Buena Island for all the people hoping to commute by bike from the East Bay to the city. It doesn't do much good. You still have to get from Yerba Buena to the city. Maybe they should think about that, they don't think about that. Wouldn't that just be a smart idea to have a bike pass from connecting? Like they have one for the Golden Gate Bridge. That would just be smart. I don't know. But so when So Schindler thought that obviously that's not going to work for him because he can't, even though he's at Yerba Buena, it doesn't help him out. So he was on a boat tour underneath the Bay Bridge last year, and he and a friend joked about coming up with a way to make the ride. And after the conversation, his friend stopped thinking about it, but he didn't. Instead, Schindler thought it'd be great to just ride down to the water. This guy, that's so cool. That's good for him. It's cheap as can be, but that'd be so cold. I don't even like being near the water in the winter with a jacket on and all that stuff. That's just not my thing. I don't know why I'd want to be in the water or on top of the water with all the coldness that comes from this area. All right, well, I am going to take a break, but when I get back, I'm going to talk about a little bit more sports, a little bit more news, and then get into it some more sports. This weekend kind of sucked for Bay Area sports. It was a sad, sad day for anybody that watched any sort of football. I'm so sorry. But we are going to, let's see, what are we going to listen to? We can listen to... we'll listen to Fun, and we'll listen to Carry On. It's a good song. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Afternoons with Harley D. I am Harley D. Stay tuned. I'll be back.
To the sound, the silence, the cars were cutting like knives in a fist fight. And I found you with a bottle of wine, your head in the curtains, and heart like the 4th of July. You swore and said, we are not shining stars. This I know, I never said we are. Though I've never been through hell like that, I've closed enough windows to know you can never look back. If you're lost and alone, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground. Carry on, carry on, carry on. Some friends at the edge of the night, at a bar of 75. And we talked and talked about how our parents will die, all our neighbors and wives. But I'd like to think I can cheat it all to make up for the times I've been cheated on. And it's nice to know when I was left for dead.
And we're back. Hello. It's Afternoons with Harley D. I'm Harley D. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Let's get into some sports. 49ers defensive end Aldon Smith was back on the field yesterday when they played the Panthers yesterday, like I just said. Oh, let's turn down the music. We're getting nice and sweet in here. Anyway, sorry. Okay, this is the first time he played since being arrested under suspicion of driving under the influence in September. Smith smashed into someone's front yard in San Jose. And after he voluntarily checked himself into rehab, he was there for a couple weeks, and apparently now he's fabulously fixed. It's amazing how rehab will just fix anything. I wonder if it actually does. He has to face his charges. He's November 19th. He's due in court. So we'll see what that happens. He'll be fine. He plays for the 49ers. I highly doubt that he'll have any problems. If you haven't been paying attention to the Miami Dolphins bullying scandal, basically two players are kind of at war with each other. Jonathan Martin is basically accusing this guy, Richie Incognito, who was a veteran and Martin was a rookie. Martin is basically accusing Incognito of racism and bullying and making Martin's life awful. Some of the text messages that Incognito sent to Martin were racist as can be. Incognito has been suspended from the league indefinitely, and Martin has left the Miami Dolphins and has not returned. I think this is like 4 weeks ago now, but it's becoming a huge scandal. So Martin is supposed to, he was expected to meet up with a special investigator today. For the NFL, he probably already did, considering this is in Florida. The investigator is looking into the allegations about Jonathan Martin made against Incognito. This past Sunday, Incognito appeared on Fox NFL Sunday to defend himself. He basically said, "We are in a band of brothers, and this is kind of, you know, like it or not, this is how we bond. You know, we kind of banter back and forth and kind of." I mean, guys bust each other down all the time. Everybody should know. I don't really know why this is a shock. Guys are mean to each other all the time, but they handle it a lot better than women do. So I understand that maybe Incognito just took it too far. I think he threatened to kill Martin, and there's just a lot of things that he said that I guess just emotionally devastated Martin to the fact where he couldn't do his job anymore. So we'll see about that. I don't know. Incognito's, they're probably both done, basically. You know, Incognito's looked at now as a psycho, and Martin is looked at basically as a pansy. So they both of their careers, you know, probably, I mean, I don't know, but probably have you on a football team, you probably want to have someone that's more known as a psycho than a pansy, because you got to be somewhat of a psycho to be able to take those hits all the time. I mean, you don't see a lot of people doing that. You don't see everybody doing that. Okay. All right. Okay. So anyways, Stockholm is bidding for the 2022 Winter Olympics. The Swedish Olympic Committee says it submitted the bid on Monday, today, to the International Olympic Committee. Stockholm last hosted the 1912 Summer Olympics. Under the 2022 bid plans, the Alpine events would be held in the northern Swedish ski resort of Åre. That'd be nice. Thursday is the deadline to submit bids to the committee. Stockholm joins another Scandinavian capital, Oslo, in the 2022 race. Other declared candidates are Ukraine, Beijing. Beijing just hosted it. My God, give some other country some love. Jeez. Poland, Kazakhstan. Let's see, what else? God, there's a Slovakia. There's a lot. So, well, it brings a lot of money into the city. I can see why all these countries are doing that. So, we'll see who gets it. I don't know. Sweden would be nice. Sweden. Not that I'd ever go. The tickets are so expensive. I would love to go to the Olympics. That would be so much fun. But I feel like it's just like Disney World. You know, you get there, and then you have to have even more money. you know, you buy the tickets and you pay for the hotel room and you pay for the rental car and you do this and you do that. And then you have to have money to eat. And they charge you like $30 for a cheeseburger. And it, you don't even get to sit down and eat it. You just or eat it off a plate while you're freezing huddled around something. Like, I just don't know if I'll ever be able to afford that. Maybe in another, maybe in my real adulthood, you know, when I'm fancy and sip tea for a living. Russell Wilson threw a pair of touchdown passes this past weekend. Marshawn Lynch ran for 145 yards. And the Seattle Seahawks routed the hapless Atlanta Falcons 33-10 Sunday in a one-sided rematch of the last season of last season's NFC divisional playoffs. It was basically just Falcons were lame. After struggling for wins the last 2 weeks, the first place Seahawks, which are they're 9-2 in their division, blew out the team that once had Super Bowl hopes. But it's just two defeats away from its first losing season since 2007. The Falcons, who are 2-7, trailed 23-3 at the half after the Seahawks scored a touchdown with 1 second remaining. A complete reversal of their postgame season last January, Atlanta led 20-0 in that one of the halves, but Seattle rallied. For the lead and the final minutes before the Falcons pulled out to a 30-28 victory. La 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 la. Okay. Yay, buddy buddy. So, as I said earlier, the Niners play the Carolina Panthers. And basically, if you are a Niners fan, you're probably just downright depressed today. People that came into my bar yesterday were just sad. Just the look on their face was like somebody killed their puppy. The team did not do anything to win yesterday, so we'll just fast track to the last part of the game. Drayton Florence interception in the final minute sealed the 10-9 victory for Carolina on Sunday to snap the San Francisco 49ers' five-game winning streak and gave the Panthers their fifth straight win. Dun, 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 dun. They're not doing too bad this year. Graham Gano kicked a 53-yard field goal with 10 minutes, 5 seconds remaining, and then that held the Panthers, who are 6-3, twice shut down Colin Kaepernick on the last-ditch drives with swarming defense. So, you know, Panthers just kind of, their defense was just couldn't keep up. I mean, I take that back. That's the opposite. Colin Kaepernick and his defense, in his offense, couldn't keep up. Angelo Williams broke two tackles for a 27-yard touchdown and ran late in the first half that pulled Carolina within 9-7. Gano missed a wide left on 48-yard field goal in the third period, but came through later, like I said. San Francisco got the ball back with 5 minutes and 25 seconds left at its one. And then again with 1 minute and 2 seconds to go. And of course, they couldn't do anything. Phil Dawson kicked a season-best 53-yard field goal among his 3 of the 49ers who lost tight end Vernon Davis and rookie safety Eric Reed to concussions. So I think they lost one more player, but I can't remember. I didn't write it down. So they basically... they didn't score a single touchdown. There's one touchdown the whole game. Let's just put it that way. And it wasn't the Niners. But the Raiders didn't do much better. They lost 24-20 to the New York Giants in New York. Their QB, Terrell Pryor, said he was injured with a sprained medial collateral ligament in his right knee. I don't know if I wrote that right. Medial collateral? That doesn't seem right, but whatever. Anyways. He injured it in practice this week, and I guess he felt fine, and then it just kind of got worse and worse, but he still played on Sunday. So he used that as his excuse. He did not play very well. He threw for an interception that led to the Giants for a touchdown, but, you know, Eli Manning didn't do much better either. He threw an interception for a touchdown as well. The Giants really didn't show up to play. I mean, I guess they did, sort of. They scored, at least. And when the Raiders don't show up, they We all know how much they don't show up. But, you know, that's, you know, that's how it goes. Up in here. I just lost my link that I was going to talk about for the Dominican Athletics. Dominican, their basketball teams started this week, and I can't type athletics.com. If you ever need to go find out what's happening in Dominican sports, they have a website. It's called Dominican Athletics. Dun-dun-dun. Good to know information of the day. But we're going to go over there right now and talk about some the basketball team. So the women and the men's, they played their season openers this week. And it went okay. Wasn't that great, but you know, it's not bad. The women they played Chico State and they won. They won 86-60. Oh wait, am I reading that right? Led by the sharp shooting of number 17, Chico State spoiled the Penguin season debut. Nope, it was bad. Bad news bears. I'm sorry. I forgot what I read earlier, so that was my mistake. I'm reporting wrong. So sorry. But so they lost 83-60. They had a 9-point lead 9 minutes into the action on baskets, so they were doing kind of good. But the Wildcats, who are the Chico State, basically showed up and they won. Let's see, I'm trying to find my friend Oh Noel. Swag, what's up? Yeah. Hey, girl. All right, so, and then them guys, they played as well. And they did something better. They won. They went into overtime and they beat out Cal State East Bay on Saturday. It was their season opener, like I said. And they basically won by 4 points. So that was in a double overtime victory. That's gut-wrenching. 4 points in double overtime. That's crazy. Matt Hayes, who is a sophomore, followed up a career-high 25-point performance with 20 points and 7 rebounds on Saturday's game. And he was also battling stomach flu. That's freaking crazy. I can't even believe it when people play sports and are, like, injured. Or not injured, but, like, stomach flu. Oh, that's gross. I don't know how I would feel about that. I'm kind of a baby, though, when it comes to that kind of stuff. And in cross-country news, Justin Valdez is going to be the lone representative from Dominican representing for the NCAA Division II Men and Women West Regional Cross Country Championship on Saturday, or it was this past Saturday. So let's see what he did. He, you know, we have pretty good teams. You know, we're a small school, but we do some pretty good. And he was the only one to get to the cross country. So good for him. This was at Planners Ferry Athletic Complex, and he faced competition from 4 nationally ranked teams, Chico State, Alaska, Anchorage. Wow, they flew from Alaska down to here. Wow. Cal Poly were among some of them. And this was the conference championship kind of thing. The Dominican senior looked to improve his successful 2013 campaign. And he posted an 8th place finish. So good for him. That's really, really good. Yay, Dominican. We're doing things. We're big. But I am going to sign off. It is about that time for me. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. I am Harley D, and this is my show. Tune in next week, and I will have some more news for you. Celebrities, news, and sports from around the world. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.